Commencement, the Beginning of a New Era in Higher Education by Kate Colbert and Joe Sallustio with contributions by Elvin Freites is now available for pre-order on Amazon. Get your Kindle edition or your softbound book. It's going to be
amazing.
Welcome back, everybody. It's your time to ed up on the Ed Up Experience podcast, where we make education your business here at Anthology Together 2022 in Orlando, Florida, at the Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin Resort. I am now into my second latte, soy latte with a triple shot of espresso. So I'm hitting my second win, ladies and gents. I'm lucky enough to have a great guest in front of me who I'll bring in a second. Want to remind everybody that you can hear all of these episodes at www.edupexperience.com. In fact, we have them categorized already. You can go to episodes, go to the dropdown, and you can choose Anthology Together 2022, and it will list all the episodes that we've done today, yesterday, and tomorrow when we do them tomorrow. You get the point. And then, of course, you know we're writing a book, commencementthebook.com, and we're taking all these episodes and putting them together into themes that everybody can read and understand and listen to and get insights from the college and university presidents that we've interviewed. So long story short is I'm out of breath because the espresso has not kicked in yet. Let me bring my guest in. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. She's coming right now. She's running down the hallway. Here she is. Her name is Chelsea Turner, and she's an instructional design coordinator at South Arkansas Community College, better known as South Arc. Chelsea, what is up?
Hey.
How you doing? Did you know it was going to be that fast and furious?
No.
Okay, well.
That was good.
Should I have more or less coffee? Don't answer that. All right. So, Chelsea, first, tell us about South Arkansas Community College. Where is it? What do you guys do? How do you do it? What do you teach? What's the focus of the university?
So, South Arkansas Community College is in a very small town called El Dorado, Arkansas. We are smack dab in the center bottom part of the state, very close to Louisiana.
Does that mean you're close to the water?
No.
You're not close to the Gulf?
No. Okay. I mean, like, no.
No. Okay. Never mind. Forget to strike that question.
So our town is, it's really interesting. My husband and I always talk about how we're kind of an island in that we're a good 2 hours away from any kind of big city. So for our area, El Dorado is like where you're going, which can be good and can be bad. Our college is just a community college in our area. We're about an hour away from a 4-year university.
Okay.
A pretty big.
Are you considered a rural community college?
Yes, I would say so. Yeah.
Okay.
Our town has about 18,000 people. I shared with you earlier that I left recently, public education K-12, and, I lived in this town of just 18,000 people, very close to our college. And when I became employed here, I realized all the amazing things we offer and had no idea as a community
That's
member.
Cool.
So yeah, because I worked with the middle school, we recently had our summer school kids come and do a tour, and the teachers that came with the kids were like, "What? All this is here?" And we have a thing called the El Dorado Promise in our community. So students get to go to college for free and
amazing.
And our teachers can't really sell that to our students if they don't know that it's there. So we're working hard on really promoting all the amazing things we do.
So we were talking before we started recording this episode, and you talked to me about your really incredible journey to the land of higher education, which a lot of people don't set out to work in higher education. They kind of end up that way. And you come from K-12, which a lot of people do intend to work in K-12 as a teacher, mm-hmm. or to work with kids or whatever else. And moving from K-12 to higher ed is an interesting move. So tell me about how this happens for you, and what, like, are you in culture shock? Was it total culture shock for you?
Yes.
I mean, talk about that.
Yeah.
How this happened. What's your story?
So I started, I knew from the fourth grade I wanted to be a teacher, and I never really wavered from that. Went to a traditional college in Little Rock, Arkansas, UALR, and got my teaching degree. I will say, even on campus, I thought it would be really, like, I want to be a teacher, but it would always be really cool to come back and teach teachers. That was right. Always something from the beginning that I was kind of intrigued with. As a teacher with no experience in Central Arkansas, I couldn't get a job. So started looking everywhere across the state and found El Dorado, Arkansas, and started teaching there. And I really, really loved it. In education, in public education, usually If you want to go somewhere, there's a degree or some kind of certificate or something that you do to pursue that. So I decided I was interested in the library. And in our state, you have to have a master's degree in library media. So I went to that college I told you that's about an hour away and got my master's in library media.
And library medium?
Library media. So media. It's an LMIS degree, a library media information specialist.
Interesting.
And it was a great experience. I really loved the program. I loved working in the library. And then I started adjuncting at that college, Southern Arkansas University, in that LMIS program, teaching other teachers how to be good librarians. And that kind of got me interested in higher ed. And so with all the turmoil that's going on in public education, I thought, you know, this isn't as fun as it used to be. And
yeah, what teachers is like a thankless job and a pay adverse job, right? Nobody wants to be a teacher. Teachers should make like 100 grand a year and they get paid like 10 grand a year. I mean, I don't know when the U.S. is going to wake up and pay teachers more money.
It's crazy.
Anyway, don't get me started. Go ahead.
So, yeah. And so I started just going like, okay, you know, if I were going to make some kind of change or move, now might be a good time. And I did talk with our district about like, you know, what opportunities are there, but I did also tell them, you know, I'm adjuncting, I'm considering pursuing something in higher ed. And I knew we had a community college. So I reached out to our community college. Someone gave me a name of someone they knew. And so I had a meeting with him and just kind of, he was like, well, tell me about yourself. And I told him I was in the library. My favorite part of the library was technology. And I was,
whoa, you like that one?
I do. And I think what intrigued him most is I wrote on my resume that I was like the one-stop shop for like any kind of tech help for our teachers. Like if there were any issues before we would even contact our tech support people, they would come to me first, not just with like troubleshooting issues, but like we have this new piece of ed tech and how do I use it, which is what a librarian should be doing. And so he was like, oh, you'd be really good actually at this position. And he got promoted to a dean. So his spot came open and he was the instructional design coordinator.
Instructional design. Nice. Yeah.
And so I just trusted him that I would be good at it. And then I got there and talk about culture shock. It was.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
It was crazy. So coming from K-12, you know, underfunded, overworked. So I was used to going a million miles an hour. Also, it was the only thing I had ever done, the only career I had ever really worked in. So I felt like I knew it in and out completely. And then coming to higher ed, I felt like I knew nothing. I didn't even know like the structure of things on our campus. I mean, like, I didn't know like what is the VP of academics and like what's the with deans for everything. I didn't really know like what a dean was. I think I learned a dean is kind of like
Yikes!
A principal.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Yeah. So I was like always equating that to K-12. But I've been here since March. And it's now July. So I'm starting to understand. If I did go to the person I talked to get me the job, I went to his office. He's now a dean. And I was like, what's an instructional designer? What am I supposed to do? And he was like, well, you know, like we're just going to figure it out. No one really knows. So I'm taking some courses and I'm here at this conference because as an instructional designer, so our department used to be called distance learning. Mm-hmm. I think during COVID they renamed it to just academic support because it's broader than just distance. Like we help the instructors on campus, we help the on-campus students, but a lot of our work is with the students who are distance learners. And so they changed that name to academic support. There used to be a director of distance learning, and now that is kind of split between the instructional design coordinator, me, and the instructional technology coordinator. And he's been there about 6 years. So he's my supervisor and he's kind of running our department, but we work as a team to help everyone. My focus, I'm assuming, you know, I'm still learning, but pretty sure my focus is, on the instructors and how to help them learn how to make good courses that are easy to navigate, that are organized, that are accessible. And my big thing, right? You know, we kind of talked a little bit before, like assessment is something I'm pretty passionate about. I was very passionate about it at the K-12 level working with the PLC process. And so I'm bringing that knowledge to higher ed. And I'm surprised that assessment seems to be an area that K-12 maybe is more advanced.
Interesting.
Then it's a lot of, like rote memorization, very baseline as far as depth of knowledge. And so talking to our instructors about like, what is true assessment and how can we get there?
Yeah, we talk about it all the time at higher ed. What is assessment? How do we assess? What should we assess? Grades versus actual skills, mm-hmm. and all this stuff. So you get into higher education and you experience anthology and the system of anthology. What's your first impression? Are you just like, holy moly, I can't believe this information is accessible? Is it, oh wow, this technology is overwhelming from when I used to in K-12, a little bit of both? Is it like, oh no, I could do this no problem?
So my experience is interesting because I just, like I said, graduated with my master's in 2016 and I used Blackboard. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I did in my undergrad, but I don't remember.
Nobody remembers their undergrad that well, Chelsea.
Yeah. So I did use it in my graduate degree, and I remember feeling like it was clunky, and then not, and part of it was the instructors and how they were designing their courses, but it was, I had to like relearn the learning management system every course because it was so different instructor mm-hmm. to instructor. Then when I came on board at South Arc, we are fully Ultra. And so when they were kind of showing me around, I was like, oh, this is nice. Like this makes sense. My brain doesn't feel so cluttered looking at all of this. I can navigate it easily.
Nailed it.
I love it. And, so I'm still adjuncting at that other university, and I'm trying really hard to get them, like no one over there is like listening about Ultra, but I'm really trying because it is, from a student perspective and from, like I said, I'm not that young, but for someone who's like using technology constantly, it just makes so much sense. So I was pleasantly surprised. I think if you're talking about Blackboard original versus like in K-12, probably a lot of schools use Google Classroom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what we did. Ultra versus Google Classroom. I mean, original versus Google Classroom. They're not very comparable, but mm-hmm. like Ultra, I feel like it can do so much more than Google Classroom. It's the same kind of streamlined, user friendly, intuitive. I would say it's much better and can do so much more. I think it's kind of like learning, another language a little bit, but not as in depth, you know, but just learning how everything is slightly different, but they all accomplish the same things.
I love it.
We push the limits of science and technology.
That's what anthology does, right? Mm-hmm. So now you're an instructional designer, you're figuring out what that is, mm-hmm. and you're doing it. Mm-hmm. And you're probably a really good one because you don't study what, you know, because you're just kind of natural with it. And you come to this conference. What are you hoping to learn? Now, what's success look like at the end of this conference for you? Do you walk away just a full brain? Are you zeroing in on an area? Is it just networking? Is it finding out where to go to ask for questions? Talk to me about your experience so far, what you hope for the second half of the conference, and what your takeaways.
So I, as an instructional designer, I'm one of the two Blackboard administrators on our campus. So I'm here to just learn everything I can about Blackboard because I'm on the administrator side. There's just so much. And anthology has been great with connecting me with, like I'm in a Blackboard administrator's course, but here I can kind of, like you said, like narrow in and focus on things I want to learn more about. I just left a UDL session. And so I was trying to get into an ally session earlier, a roadmap, but it was really packed. So, I'm trying to kind of preach about accessibility and the UDL and bring that to our instructors, the forefront of their mind. So I'm kind of pretty focused on that. I don't think once I get going, I'm really like, I love to talk, but it's hard for me to like start it. So networking maybe isn't like what I'm setting out to do.
I disagree, Chelsea.
I'm not like setting out to do it, but I have already made some really great, and I'm not even trying, and have mm-hmm. made these like great connections. So that's a definite plus. I'm really just hoping to walk away with a better understanding of how to help our instructors when it comes to Blackboard. And I will say, because I'm also new, I've kind of sat in on a few committees. One of I'm on our assessment committee, and I sat through like our assessment lab with our instructors. And as a fresh perspective, I was able to walk in and go, this is a mess. Like, how can we make this better? And I went to a session earlier today that was called Digging for Gold, and it was using Blackboard goals and aligning it to their assessment outcomes. And I got some contact information, and I think I've already solved like a huge issue for our school. And so that's like, if nothing else good happens, this conference has been completely worth it for that.
To the administrators at South Arkansas Community College, when Chelsea comes back and solves big problems, make sure you remember her and where she went here at Anthology. So what are you looking for the second half? Are you trying to solve big problems now? Are you trying to leverage relationships? Are you trying to get a couple more tips? I'm sure you have a notebook full of notes.
I do have a notebook full of notes. I'm just trying to get, like I said, more tips and tricks kind of to bring back for our instructors. I was writing, I'm going to a session later tonight about using humor in your instruction. And so I'm excited about that. And I have a few, some like ally, more UDL kind of stuff that's going on tomorrow. I'm really excited just to gather all the information.
All right. Well, so what else do we want to know about South Arkansas Community College, Chelsea? Anything you want to say? Anything else you want to say about the college itself, the work you guys are doing, your journey, or the conference in general?
South Arc is, like I said, our community needs to learn to not sleep on South Arc. No one does. We have two campuses.
Wait, just say that. Let me hit this button, and then you say that again about not sleeping on South Arc. Ready? Okay.
Attention.
Don't sleep on South Arc.
There we go.
There's just so much. So our community is surrounded by a lot of like chemical plants and like a lot of industry. And we have our West campus is like our traditional, you know, it's a two-year community college. So a lot of the gen ed courses, but our East campus does all of our industrial technology. And so you can get like welding and welding certificates. And I don't, like I said, I'm really new there, so I can't talk about all of it, but I have met with them just a few times, and we just have amazing industry programs out there that students can use that El Dorado Promise and get this free education and then get certificates where they can go out and make way more money right off the bat than I ever dreamed of.
Well, here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Her name is Chelsea Turner. And she's an instructional design coordinator at South Arkansas Community College, better known as South Arc. Chelsea, did you have a good EdUp experience today?
I did. It was great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that we use that as confirmation. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of the EdUp Experience here at Anthology Together 2022. You've just EdUpped.